Both Don Smith and Bobby Joe Kramer are quick to cite their personal backgrounds and past public service when appearing before the voters. As part of his 50-year resume of political experience, Don Smith points to a term in the State House of Representatives in 1967 and 68, and his decade-long service in the Anchorage Assembly from 1975 to 1985. When listing his assembly accomplishments, Smith cites his work in bringing about Anchorage's tax cap. His campaign slogan for the school board is, in fact, "Father of the Tax Cap."
I'm fiscally conservative, and in all the 15-plus years I've spent in elective office, I've tried to be a watchdog of spending.
Smith says while district finances are certainly important to him, the major issue that caused him to run is one, he says, is taking place in classrooms across the district.
One of the observations that I've come across, and in talking with teachers, is that the system today is so overly focused on the problems and the special ed and all of the 15%, or God forbid, I hope it's not 20%, of the school population, and the bright kids or the average kids that are trying to go and get an education are being totally shortchanged.
Smith also includes the English as Second Language programs.
We're so concerned about teaching English to immigrants that we're not interested in teaching English to our kids that have maybe lived in Anchorage for their entire life.
Smith says that shortchanging takes the form of less attention from classroom teachers as well as reduced resources throughout the district.
I want to try to focus some attention on that if I'm on the board and just take a hard look at how we're budgeting these dollars. I know we're being mandated, and I can't prove one way or the other whether we're doing exactly what they tell us to do or if we're doing 137.5% of what we're required to do or whatever. That's kind of my big concern.
School board CE candidate Don Smith says it's only by being on the school board that he can fully explore these programs. Bobby Joe Kramer brings some previous Alaskan school board experience to her quest for CE. When she lived in Pilot Point, she was a member of the Lake and Peninsula School District Board. Kramer said it was there she acquired a skill and goal that she would use on the Anchorage School Board.
It was really important to me to learn to assist people with the education process and feel like they could participate in the education of their children.
Kramer said because the Anchorage School District is so large, it was harder for her to become involved. But she did, by volunteering for 5 years on the Indian Education Committee. From that service, she's learned how to access teachers, staff, and administration. She says that knowledge, plus her background, would be extremely useful on the Anchorage School Board.
I think having an Alaska Native on the school board is very important. As an Alaska Native, I can show all minorities that we can have an effect on our education system, and they will know that they can contact me and I'll help them.
Kramer is a strong backer of the school bonds, a position she says is shared by many of the people she's talked to while campaigning.
Wherever I go, people want to talk about the older schools, but if we don't pass our school bonds and we don't lobby the legislature to support education, then we're never going to get those older schools replaced. If we don't pay attention to them today, we're going to be paying more for them tomorrow.
School board CE candidate Bobby Joe Kramer's education and professional background is in community and small business development. She says that work has taught her how to thoroughly examine financial plans, something she plans to do very carefully with the district budget should she be elected. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.